K99.1 FM, 7:30,
second date update.
All right, listen up.
My name's Charles. I'm calling because, well, I went out with this girl, this woman, I should say, Christina, and I had a great time with her, and I just can't seem to get a second date with her.
Well, you sound very suave and debonair,
right,
Charles? What happened?
Well, thank you. we met through a mutual friend, and so we went on, for the first time, we went out for a real sort of low-key kind of thing. You know, we went to the Cox Arboretum and walked around, and we had a good time. You know, I thought things were going, pretty well. We got along. She got my sense of humor, all that kind of stuff. And then before dinner, we got in my car, and we actually even kissed for a little while.
See?
I love Cox Arboretum.
Yeah, so I thought it was going great. I love Cox Arboretum, too, specifically for that.
Okay.
I thought everything was going really well, and then she got really, really mad at me at dinner, just sort of irritated, and now she won't return my calls.
Dinner went okay?
At first, and then she got kind of upset with me.
Well, that's no good, man.
Well, I guess we need to get to the bottom of it for Charles, don't we, Fry?
That we can. What is this young woman's name?
Christina,
what we'll do is we're going to stick you on hold for a second here, Charles. We'll grab her phone number, give her a call. If she picks up, we'll get her on the air and find out what's going on for you.
That'd be great.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30,
second date update.
What's happening?
So, Charles, where'd you guys go to eat? Did he tell us, Fry?
No.
No, where'd you guys go for dinner?
Went to the Olive Garden.
Oh, uh-oh. Yeah. Breadsticks.
That's Fry's go-to place, Charles.
You know, just first date, low-key, no pressure.
Yeah.
All right, here you go. So, I got the last number pushing here, so
okay.
Hold on a second.
Hey.
Hi, is this Christina?
Hello, this is Christina.
Hi, Christina. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good. Did we catch you at a bad time?
No, it's okay. I can talk. What's up?
Oh, we're calling for a friend.
Okay.
All right, here's the deal, Christina. We got to talk with somebody you may know, Charles.
Yes.
Yeah, he said that you guys went on a date, went to Cox Arboretum and had a dinner, but he hasn't been able to get back in touch with you. He said he seemed to get kind of frustrated at dinner a little bit, too. We're just trying to figure out what went on for him.
Well, can I tell you the story?
Yes, well, please.
Please.
Do.
All right. Well, Charles and I met, and I've seen him at church. Seemed like a really nice guy. I'm a single woman. I mean, and I have three children, so...
Okay.
I just don't date, and, we were introduced through a friend, so I thought, well, this is a proper introduction, and he seemed like a nice guy. I'll give it a try. We decided we'd go and walk around, which I thought was great because simple pleasures to me are some of the best, and it's a beautiful area, and I thought, well, that's a nice idea, be able to get to talk and know each other and not have the pressure. So I thought, wow, really nice guy, very sweet, seemed very sincere. So we did that. I haven't dated a whole lot. Like I said, I've got three kids, so my life is real busy. But I'm lonely, too. So I thought it would be very nice and had a good time with him. And we even, before dinner, sat in the car and kissed for a little while. So that
Aww.
Was kind of nice, too. Yeah, I thought that was romantic. And
Aww.
He was a gentleman then, so I'm thinking this guy's pretty nice. Maybe I found somebody that I could have some companionship with. So then we get to dinner, and he takes me out to Olive Garden, and that's fine. It's a nice enough place. I don't expect super fancy. But what I didn't expect was when he came up and said that he didn't have his wallet and he couldn't pay for the meal. And I'm
really
thinking,
great.
Well, he said that it got pickpocketed over at the park when we were at the walking around the
at Cox Arboretum.
Oh, come on.
What?
Cox Arboretum. I'm sorry, I couldn't even say, but I'm so flustered about it. Then it kind of hit me like, okay, well, who is this guy? Well, then he says, I said, well, then let's call the police because you need to report this. This is really important. You just can't let people do this to you. And he's like, no, we don't need to report it. They're not going to be able to do anything. And, well, how the hairs on the back of your neck kind of stand up.
Yeah.
And you kind of go, well, this is kind of where I am with this guy.
Bluffing.
Wondering, who is this guy? And then I ended up paying for the meal.
Oh! So you think that he was, scamming you?
Well, I have to kind of wonder that because I guess just being a woman, I'm a little bit more, my radar's out there kind of wondering what kind of idiots are out there.
hey, look, my wallet was stolen.
Oh.
Okay? It was stolen. What am I supposed to do? If I call the police and tell them, hey, look, my wallet was stolen, you think they're going to come rushing over and start searching everyone in the area for my wallet?
Hey, Christina, you know who that is, right?
Yeah, I recognize the voice. And Charles, let me tell you something. You know, I'm sorry. I just can't buy that. Just your unwillingness to do that. I didn't expect them to run right over, but I just kind of felt that you were pulling one over on me. And
look, I've
walked
things before. I've had things stolen from me before. And anytime I call a cop, all they do is fill out a report, and that's the end of it. Nothing ever happens. Nothing ever gets resolved. So what's the point?
Maybe
Charles,
he's a frequent customer.
I just think you're a smooth operator.
Yeah.
That's what I think. And I wanted to ask you.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Do you know a woman named Rachel?
Uh-oh.
Does that ring a bell?
I know a few Rachels. Sure, I don't.
Well, let me tell you about a Rachel that I know that had dated you, and I asked her about this, and she said you did the same thing to her. So I think you are just a smooth talker, and you are out there just to be a player. And I don't want any part with that. I have three children. I don't need another mouth to feed.
You did say you like Cox Arboretum there, Charles.
Yeah, he says it's one of your favorite places.
Is that your M.O.?
Well, it must
pretty
be.
There.
Don't you agree? Don't you two agree? A cheap date takes you out to an arboretum.
What do
walks
you
around? Doesn't have to spend any money, and then takes you out to dinner, and then makes you pay the bill.
Well, Charles, is this something you do frequently?
No, I do go to the arboretum, but I don't have my wallet stolen frequently.
Have you had it ever stolen before?
I've had it stolen twice, and that's not exactly what happened with your friend there, Rachel. You know, she may be telling you a story, but that's not how I saw it go down.
Well, believe me, with the kind of player you are, I'm sure you have an angle on everything.
Well, you know, this is where we jump in, guys, and we offer you a chance to go out again on us.
Free food. We'll give you a limo, somewhere to go, and maybe not Cox Arboretum.
Yeah. how about that there, Christina?
I'd have to say no. I think Charles is a player, and I don't need to get caught up with something like this. I've already got three kids, and I don't need another one in my life.
Charles?
Can I go alone?
Maybe you should call Rachel.
I don't think that'll happen.
Nice.